Tonight we're up to Simon Reish Ayin Beis Sif Tes. Tonight's topics are going to be the issues of Chamar Medina. Mechaber writes, "Makom she'ein yayin matzui, in a place where there isn't a lot of wine, Yeshua Mishimikachin al Sheikha, then in such a case we make kiddush on beer, ushar mashkin, as well as other drinks, chutz min amayim, except for water. Yeshom she'ein mekachin." And some say that that cannot be used. This is the position of the Rambam. The Rambam is quoted in, made reference to at least in the Be'er Halacha de Ramas lo she'mekachin, that Chamar Medina can only be used for Havdalah, cannot be used for any type of Kiddush. However, we do not follow that position. Ula Rosh, Siftes and Reishayin Beis, Ula Rosh, Belaila lo yikadish al Sheikhar el alapas, Ubaboke yosetov the kadish al Sheikhar. So the Rosh rules that in the evening you should not use beer, only pass. However, in the morning, it would be better to do kiddush on beer. She yivarech lov shehakol called him birchas hamotzi. Shim yivarech ala pas tchila, ein kan shinui. Because if you would make a bracha on pass, so then in such a case, it wouldn't be any shinui. What the Rosh means is very brilliant. As we've discussed in the past, that the mitzvah of kiddush on Shabbos morning is only the bracha bar priyagofen. So if you would make the bracha bar of hamotzi, so no one would notice that it was kiddush. If it's Friday night and you make the bracha baruch atah mekadesh haShabbos, so then it's clear that you're making kiddush and you do it on the bread, fine. But if it's in the morning, says the Rosh, it's not going to be nikkur at all. So in terms of the machlokas of whether you can use Chamar Medina or not, the Rosh has a compromise. The Rosh says in the morning where you're really stuck, so then in such a case you would be allowed to use Chamar Medina. However, and that's what should be used. However, at night, so then in such a case you should use the bread. And Ramah concludes, "Uchein haminik pasha k'divrei Rosh." The custom is like the Rosh. "V'im yayin bi'ir lo yikadesh al hapas." And if there's yayin, so then one should not make kiddush on bread. Now, what qualifies as Chamar Medina? That's what we're going to focus on Bezer Hashem tonight. Let's go through though Keseder first before we get into the many different types of juices and so on and so forth. Let's go through some of the Mishnah Brura. Sifkat and Chavdal Shemikachan al Shechar V'dafke V'mokam Da V'chamar Medina Dahainu She'ein Yain Matzu B'chol Ha'ir B'shona Hazo V'ikir Shtiyas N'hu Mishechar U'shar Mashkin. So the Mishnah Brura says that Chamar Bedina being Sheikha would be when wine is not generally drunk. The post can point out that really Chamar Bedina is something that would be drunk in place of wine. Something that takes the place of the Chashivas of wine, that would qualify as Chamar Medina. And that's what it says. Shemekachin al Sheikhar, that in a place where there isn't Yayin Matzu, he said then, Iker Shtiyasin Hu Mishecho Shar Mashkin. Im Yesham Yayin al Shubiyoker Mikri Matzui. But it's not enough to say that there's simply Yayin that's expensive. You would have to buy Yayin. But we learn not only Sheikhar, also the Mechaber said Shar Mashkin. So Mishabura says, V'chola V'shemen Ein Bechlal Zeh. Milk is not included in this, as well as oil. Because it's not common to drink it as mashke. So immediately, the post can point out that things might have changed a little bit as far as milk is concerned. That there is milk today that is common for us to drink. Now here I'm going to quote from a few svarim. First of all, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in Perek Samach Os Vav. He quotes those who say that one can use milk as well, because today it's common for it to be used as a drink as well. He quotes in Ha'arachaf, "V'ayim baruch eschaim de medina shirabim shosim cholov im kein yesham shemikri chamar medino mavdilonav." So there are some who suggest that, yet there are others who dissent. He quotes that Rav Moshe Feinstein was mesupak. What's better, whether milk is better or tea? whether that would be more chamar, which one would be more likely to be qualify as chamar medina. We will get back to more details as far as chamar medina after we go through more of the Mishnah Berurah. Umash kasef chutz min amayim contains the Mishnah of katan chaf hey. Ratzalomer afim shtias kol makom hu rak mayim, even if they drink water. Afil hachi ain dina likros chamar medina li beze. Mishmur is making a diuk in the lashon of the mechaber. The mechaber's lashon was ushaar mashkin chutz min amayim. So why did he say chutz min amayim? You should just say that whether it's normal for them to drink water or not. So the answer is that water, even if it's common for it to be drunk, even if it would take the place of wine, it can never reach the status of chamar medina. Va'odos yayin saruf ayin lekameh. And he says later on, I'm going to discuss the halachos of schnapps. Okay, so let's skip down to where he discusses a little more. Sifkatan lamid. He says as follows. Sifkatan lamid says ala sheikhar vim chaviv lo yayin saruf. What happens if the person enjoys whiskey more? So he says whiskey could be used. Hence, us Hasidim, the custom was for generations to mekadesh on whiskey. However, what Hasidim didn't follow the next line of the Mishnah Berurah. By the way, all the Hasidim that I grew up with, this is my pet peeve. Anybody who's listened to me for any length of time hears me talk about this all the time, and that is that the Hasidim that I remember that I grew up with didn't get drunk. You had a l'chaim, this whole thing about kiddush clubs and people getting drunk, and also at Rebbe's tishes and so on and so forth, was unheard of. Unheard of. I used to, my sandik was the amshin of a Rebbe Zatzal, and the people always, yeah, it's true, they always had a l'chaim, but never saw anybody drunk. It's an expression in Yiddish, shikra zoivi agoy. Never saw anybody drunk. Okay. Yeah, what the Gemara is talking about is not that type of shikra. It's a totally different mitzvahs. Okay. Let's continue on. Ach sheizar likach kois, but here's where the Hasidim was a little bit different. Ach sheizar likach kois machzik revius v'lishtois menem aloi lugmav shurov revius. So the Mishnah Berurah adds, though, but it needs to be a kois that's machzik revius. Ubedieved obishas atchak shein yoch lishtos kum lo luglov ve'en lo yayin v'shar mashkin afil shtias kol mesum mitztarfim lo luglov. So here, there's a requirement that you need a kais that's machzik or revius. Because at the end of the day, for Kiddush, we've already learned, there's a requirement of revius. So here, it's a little bit of a kasha. What our Zaydis, and already in my parents' home, we generally didn't follow this. We tried the older Hasidic custom, but the question is, where was the? How could it be that for so many generations people made kiddush on a shot glass? If at the end of the day the shir has to be revius, so there is a tshuva from the Kozhik lover, Hashem Yikom Domo, the last Rosh Hashiva of Chachmei Lublin. Very, very interesting tshuva. Rav Shechter Shlita brings this down. The Eretz Hatzvi says the following. He says that when the Kozhik lover says as follows, he says a very interesting chav. He says that when it comes to drinking whiskey, so whiskey is not drunk the same way as mashkin is generally drunk. That when mashke requires a revius, he says, but whiskey, a wild chiddush. He says whiskey is measured as an ochel. Why? Because it's not drunk as a beverage. There's a thesis in brachas that says that the bracha of shahakel is defined by those things that are drunk as a beverage. Soup is not drunk as a beverage. So then, in such a case, then it would not require the same shir. It's quite a chiddush. Rav Shechter likes to point out the irony is that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was asked about making kiddush on whiskey, so he says, I can't make kiddush on soup. So Rav Shechter pointed out, the irony is that Rav Chaim Volozhiner and the Kozhik lover, Zatzal, were both, Zechut Tzal Kozhik Racha, were both, Mechavim also Kivun, but with two opposite conclusions, that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was critical, and the Kozhik lover was matzdik, the minig. Generally, of course, L'chatchila, one should try to follow this shita of the Mishnah Berurah, that one should be careful to have a revius. Okay. Tov. So that's in regards to Yain Sarv. Now, Rav Neman Sal Shlita is mayor that the Be'er Halacha, in the Ramaskal Shemekachin ala Sheikhar, quotes the Rambam that we alluded to before, and his lashon is Rov Shtiya Samedina Hu Sheikhar, that the Rov Shtiya of the Medina has to be Sheikhar. So if I wasn't, for whatever reason, I learned this from him, and we spoke about whiskey, but I wasn't Yori the Sof Dato, but we, in terms of our discussions, of exactly what his kavana is over here, but I'll say it the way I understand it, maybe this week, Be'ezer Hashem, I'll clarify. He points out that the Rambam, when he describes Chamar Medina, the Rambam seems to say that it's something that's common for people to drink, to the point that it's Rov Shtiyas HaMedina. So therefore he wants to argue that according to the Rambam, it would seem, again, if you want to see the Rambam partially quoted, it's in the Be'er Halacha, according to the Rambam, it would seem that one would not use drinks that are normally not drunk, Lahanoa Ulera Havoya. And therefore he points out that when it comes to drinks like white beer, or whiskey, or cognac, and so on, that are generally not drunk in L'Ravoya, according to Rambam, it would not qualify as Chamar Medina. It should not qualify as Chamar Medina. However, in terms of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he just concludes, this is a collector's item, because generally Rav Neman Sal Shlita goes very close with Rav Neuwirth, both learning from the same Rebbe, but if you look in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, he actually comes to, he presents the order, the Adifas Hadvarim, when it comes to Chamar Medina, in the following manner. He says the following. This is in Perek Samach Oz Gimel. Ein lo yayin lahavdolav, o shemashka acher chavolav min hayayin, v'hu Chamar Medina, etc. So he says, v'chein yavdol b'mekom z'elu b'bira, v'mein lo bira yavdol al yayin saraf. So he says, beer comes first, then whiskey. And then he says, "V'chein mavdilin al mitztapuach o eshkoliot o yain tapuchin." And then he says, "B'shat hatchak yeshus mochal makim ulahavdil al tei mimutak." And then we mentioned milk as well, which was a suffix. So it seems to be, and Rav Neman Sal himself makes reference to this, that it seems to be that the Seder Adifus might be different according to the Rambam versus others. That it could very well be that there are others who hold that particularly those things that are a drink, that is a alcoholic beverage, those would be more ideal. In fact, in Os Yud Dalet, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa over there, he quotes many who say that an alcoholic beverage is more preferable and would qualify more as Chamar Medina. Why would that be so? So that depends on how you learn in terms of what is the ideal form of Chamar Medina. Is it something that's constantly drunk, l'ravoya or l'shtia? So then in such a case, then that would not qualify as whiskey. However, if you look at it as those things that are the most chashuv, so then it could very well be that those, specifically the alcoholic beverages, are the ones that are more chashuv. So it seems to be that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, according to Rav Neman Sal, is not going with the Shita of the Rambam, and we generally assume, according to their Seder Adifus, that an alcoholic beverage would be ideal. I'll come back a little bit to as the other poskim elaborate on the juices and so on, just want a couple of points of those things that one cannot use for Chamar Medina. First of all, soda. Now, when we say soda, I think people get confused. In modern Hebrew, mei soda is seltzer water. So we learned that mayim is not acceptable for Chamar Medina. And therefore, seltzer water is also going to be problematic. There are some who claim that even what we call soda today, gazuz, will not be acceptable as well. So let us go through here. The Dirshu does not do a very good job on Simon Reish Ayin Beis. The reason why they didn't do a very good job is because they went through this already in Kuf Pei Beis. By the halachas of Zimun, they basically go through most drinks. So let me just read quickly as far as that's concerned. Where should we pick up? Yeah. Ulini mashke anikra whiskey. Kosa the shalos tshuvas arlet zion she'ena nechshev k'mar medina kivin she'em regilin l'shtosa. So you see, the arlet zion, Rabbi Tzion Abishol Zatzal, was choshish for that shitas harambam, and says that since it's not common for people to drink, so then in such a case he felt that it wasn't acceptable. But as I pointed out, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa does not seem to follow that position. Borscht, I guess that's not too relevant today. Mitzim she'ikara mayim. If you have juice that is primarily made out of water, it sounds like that we're talking about a juice which really started out as water, and then they added some type of concentrate to the water. When we were kids, that was very, very common. They used to have, used to buy in the store, it's not as common today, frozen concentrate, and we would add it into the water. So Ramesh Feinstein says that's not considered Chamar Medina. It's only drunk laharvos es hatzma'on, only drunk for that purpose, and since only drunk for that, so then it doesn't have chashivas. They quote Reb Shlomo Zalman and Reb Yoshev also as being of that same position. However, when it comes to orange juice and grapefruit juice and so on, the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that, in other words, no longer from concentrate, those things are actually come from the tapuz itself, so then in such a case, the Chazon Ish says that does qualify as Chamar Medina. I mentioned that there's a little bit of a discussion in regards to tea. So the Ksos HaShulchan says that's not considered Chamar Medina because they don't bring it to the Seuda in place of wine. This is also quoted in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky.
Is Chashivas defined by expense? Could you say that? If you were to buy pre-got juice, which is quite expensive.
Right. So I think in general, juices would qualify. Tea, Ramesh's conclusion is that, and I think you're right, that expense could be taken into account. Ramesh says in regards to tea, l'chatchila one shouldn't, but b'shas hatchak one can, and Rav Yashiv says that tea is considered chamar medina. Similarly, Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted later on in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa as saying that coffee as well would qualify as Chamar Medina, and then the Dirsha, they begin to be mefalpel with different types of coffee, what qualifies Chamar Medina. But it would seem to be that all of them that are hot, that's quoted in the name of Shlomo Zalman, would qualify as Chamar Medina. And it also seems to me that not only would coffee, the katonti would seem to me that tea as well is drunk by some in the place of coffee, and should also be able to qualify as Chamar Medina. Okay. I mentioned in regards to the shear of Chamar Medina, Rav Nemensal did tell me that Bidi Eved, if someone made Kiddush on whiskey and did not taste the Revius, it would definitely qualify as Mitzvahs. Kiddush, our custom is not to use it less than a Revius, but Bidi Eved, it would qualify as Kiddush. Okay.
Isn't the cup was less than
Revius? We didn't specify. The case that we were discussing was if somebody didn't drink a full Revius, because there are some who are not makhlit to drink a full Revius. I think, as far as whether going into the Eretz HaTzvi, I think at the end of the day, the Eretz HaTzvi is Mekla B'Dievet. For sure, Kiddush on Shabbos, which is the Rabbanan, there's enough room to be Mekla. Okay, finally. Umi she'ena shosa yayin mishum neder, yochel kadesh lov yishtu acherim ha'mesubin imo. If somebody doesn't drink wine due to a neder, so then in such a case, others could drink for him. If he's stuck and the Nazir is the only one there, so then he should make Kiddush on bread and not on wine, or he should hear Kiddush from others. I just want to point out that this halacha, that hearing Kiddush from others and have them drink, that would not be consistent, and this is what I discussed with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, that this would not be consistent with the chiyuv of brisk that we spoke about. That we spoke about in brisk, the chiyuv is to drink. So then in such a case, it would be better that the nazir, instead of hearing from others, it would be better that the nazir do what? It would be better that the nazir, make kiddush ala pas. So the fact that in the Shulchan Aruch it says that the nazir could hear would seem to support what we had quoted in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that we don't follow the Chumrah and Bris, that one needs to taste from the Kiddush itself. Because if there was a Chiyuv to taste from the Kiddush itself, so then in such a case, the Nazir, that would not have been the suggestion that we give him. Okay, we'll stop over here.